This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While it is debatable whether the world needs a Toy Story 5 or a Frozen 3 or a Zootopia 2, I guess it's going to be, for sure the Walt Disney Company needs them. Once and present CEO Bob Iger, back in the corner office not even 3 months, said on the company's earnings call this week that it's time for Disney to go through a transformation. That's his word. Iger's going to transform $5.5 billion in cost, in part by laying off 7,000 people, and he is going to focus on the economics of Disney's streaming services by leaning in, again his words, to proven franchises, see the above-referenced sequels. As Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes points out, Disney is already one of the world's top content spenders.
In a crowded market, studios and streamers know content has to stand out, says Charles Schrager, a professor at NYU in Fordham.
It needs to be excellent, and one of the ways that it can be excellent and get attention is by being expensive.
Disney's on track to spend at least $30 billion on content in the current fiscal year. It hasn't stinted on its Star Wars or Marvel productions. And Schrager, who used to be an HBO executive, says it's not likely to. He calls this the blockbuster strategy.
It's smarter to make a bunch of really expensive movies than it is to have a larger portfolio of inexpensive movies.
For its linear TV channels, Disney may also invest in shows that it thinks will have a long life on streaming, says Paul Erickson, an independent media consultant.
And so should we commission another season of this particular show? Well, yes, because we know that it has a really loyal fan base.
Erickson says we may be less likely to see Disney take chances on unknown stars or new genres. This doesn't surprise film and television producer Carrie Antholis.
I mean, I think it continues a trend that has already been happening in the world of film.
Antholis's work includes the limited series Blackbird and We Own This City. He expects Disney to not make as many shows that take risks.
They may have less money to do those kind of grown-up oriented, sophisticated narratives.
Because they're focusing more on franchises like Toy Story or Frozen. There are other benefits for Disney to doing this. It makes the public more attached to these characters. Again, Charles Schrager.
You know, you feel good about Disney, so then perhaps you take a cruise. Perhaps you feel good about, going to one of the Disney parks.
Because the more people see Elsa or Baby Yoda on screen, the more they'll want to see them in other places. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.